how far would you go to date a person that you think is maybe your soulmate, maybe really hot, something like that?
Or you're just hoping.
Yeah, so this lady named Daniela, she went every about 3 months to a funeral. Not because she knew the person that died, but just to catch the eye of the undertaker.
What? The undertaker she thought was hot?
Yeah. So,
and she figured, I'm just going to try to use my way into getting to know him by showing up to a bunch of funerals?
Yep. What I'm going to do, I'm going to figure out where the funerals are taking place, and I'm going to show up. And she said, I used to think I'll give the family a hug just so I can see him.
But wouldn't he think, if he does start to notice you, man, she knows a lot of people that are dying?
I'm sorry for your loss.
Again.
Hey, Apollo.
Hey.
Hey, good seeing
you. How
are
you doing? It's good to see you again.
She said he wasn't always there, so she would have to go back time and time again. Apparently, the funeral director didn't notice her at first because he was obviously focused on his job.
Well, yes, it's typically not probably a place where he's thinking he can pick up.
Yeah,
the grieving families and friends. No,
but
probably not.
But Daniela was like, "Ooh, that undertaker is hot."
Really,
so I'm assuming that maybe it was the first funeral that she attended. She actually knew the person.
Okay, and then noticed him and thought, "Okay, this is then hatched the scheme."
And then hatched the scheme. I'm just going to start going to a bunch of funerals, and she did
over 2 years.
Yep, and they were married last month.
Oh my gosh.
And she arrived at her wedding in a hearse.
Of course she did. Of course she did. Of course she did. And listen, kudos to him for not thinking that's absolutely psycho. Over the course of 2 years.
Yeah.
Going to funerals of people she doesn't actually know.
Doesn't actually know.
Just to meet him.
Yeah,
I mean, flattering.
She's paying her condolences to the family.
Also could be a little psycho. And then do you think any of the families were kind of always looking over at her going, anybody know her?
Anybody? Or...
did she sign the guest books?
Yeah.
I'm assuming she did.
Daniela. Friend. I mean, she could have just put friend.
Wow.
Like, co-worker.
Right.
Former co-worker, you know.
Is she, like, legit trying to talk to people there and, like, making up fake stories as to how she knew the deceased?
I mean, when you think about the effort she took to...
there had to be some components of that to pull this off,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, where she had to have a backstory.
She had to have a backstory.
Right, to walk in on these... different funerals, all these different funerals, just to catch the eye of Apollo,
yes.
The Undertaker.
That's not like crashing weddings. These are funerals.
She's crashing funerals. Yes, yes.
Bold move.
Which, yes. If Apollo didn't have a sense of humor or something,
right.
He could think, wow, this chick is bat blank
right.
Crazy.
Or maybe she's just that hot, and he's just like, all right, look at me, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
That a hot chick went through that kind of length to try to meet me.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, look, I would probably go with the, hey, we used to work together, if people asked. I think that would be the easiest way to do it, because you
might
probably
be the easiest way, yeah.
You can't go through and say, oh, well, you know, I'm his or her long lost niece.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, really? Okay, we're family here. We ought to know. Yeah, so I think probably just coworker stuff. But,
coworker.
Yeah, but how far would you go to go on a date with someone? Would you attend funeral after funeral if you thought the Undertaker was hot?
2 years. I mean, that's
great.
Commitment.
That is great. That is great. What a great story.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that. We got a response from a listener who said, I borrowed my friend's golden retriever, pretended he ran off right near the guy's usual jogging path just to spark a conversation. Spoiler, he didn't jog that day.
Oh, dang.
The dog got tired. I got ghosted.
Oh, no. Oh, she had the perfect plan.
Yep.
That was going to be a good plan.
That was a good plan. That's for sure. Yeah. But yeah, would love to hear some of your stories. All right. 502-795-1997. How far did you go to hang out with, date, etc.?
And did it work?
Yep, that person. All right. Let us know. We'll hear your stories coming up. Don't know if you went as far as attend a bunch of funerals.
That music.
because you thought the Undertaker was hot, but what was
it worked. She married him. Hashtag worth it.
Yeah, hashtag worth it. Got a message from a listener, bought a skateboard off of Facebook Marketplace, watched 2 hours of Tony Hawk tutorials because the guy was a skater.
Oh, wow.
Dislocated my elbow before we even made it to the date.
Oh, no!
When you fake your interest in a hobby.
Right.
I'll tell you what, like, I used to be a skateboarder when I was younger.
And
I thought, okay, well, it shouldn't be that hard to get back up on it, right? When,
like riding a bike, right?
Yeah. So like when the X Games or the Mountain, you remember like the Mountain Dew X Games or whatever? They would always come through like Freedom Hall or something like that. And so, went out there and got on one of those like, hey, you try it yourself ramps. And there was just these little ramps. With a skateboard, and I got on it, and man, I wiped out and completely knocked the breath out of myself, and I thought I was dying for like 5 seconds.
Bless your heart.
I know, it was absolutely terrible.
That was like me thinking that I could ride a hoverboard. Like, how hard could it be?
Yeah,
I
how
totally
hard?
Ride a hoverboard. We were doing a little photo shoot out at the park, and I totally bit it and messed up my elbow and my wrist pretty good.
I know. Crazy, right? All right. So what else? How far did you go to try to go on a date with someone?
Another message offered to help a guy move back from college by picking him up at the airport 2.5 hours away. We dated for 2 months. He still never paid me back for the gas.
Aw. Mm.
I mean, it's kind of successful.
Yeah.
A couple of months out of it.
Yeah. Another listener messaged us, skated across black ice in a 2008 Corolla just to meet a guy for hot chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Drove through a snowstorm. He texted, "This was fun, but I'm not looking for anything serious. I was looking for my dignity."
Aww. Oh, bless your heart. Oh, applied at a restaurant I didn't even want to work at just because the guy I liked bartended there. Quit 2 weeks later after finally getting a free drink and a high five.
Oh, wow. She went so far as to get a job at the place. She's like, wow, he's cute.
You just move. How else do you get to know someone, right?
Right. Instead of just going there routinely and getting to know the bartender and then learning about him. No,
we're going to be coworkers.
That's right. Coworkers. Then
yes.
That is funny.
Oh, gosh. Joined a 5K because he said he only dated athletic girls. I power walked the whole thing, chugged Gatorade at the finish line, and then told him my real passion was carbs.
That's funny. I only date athletic girls. Okay, well.
I'm a runner.
Guess
I'm
what?
I'm totally a runner.
That's right. That's pretty funny. How far would you go on a date with someone? Last message, figured out what time he usually grabs coffee and just started, quote, bumping into him every morning. Went out once. And he drank oat milk and talked about NFTs the whole time.
Oh, wow. Well, at least you found out early.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, that's not that crazy where, you know, you figure out someone's routine and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to be there when they are.
Yeah. Now, this is a little more crazy. Created a fake book club on Facebook to get closer to a guy I liked at the library.
Oh, wow.
He showed up. Brought his girlfriend who loved book clubs. Tragic.
Wow. Okay.
Created a book club. Then what if like all these other people show up and then you have to keep the book club going, right?
That's funny.
To save face, don't you?
That's funny.
I feel like you do.
You're like, hey, this is Ben's book club. We're all going to come. We're going to talk about a book.
And then what if you're not even like a reader? You have to like start reading a book so you have something to discuss, right?
Yeah, that's like sitcom sort of thing, right?
Exactly.
It's like something
and
that would happen.
How long do you continue that on?
Yeah, that would be like something that would happen in Modern Family or one of those sitcoms or something like that. So anyway,
2 months later, you're still doing it because you
yes,
can't.
Yes, just because you can't
bring
get out of it.
To admit why you started it.
That's funny. All right, hey, good stories there on 99.7 EJX.